And here we go with another edition of Butch on Sports, the Sunday edition. Yes, I am simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls here. Make it or break it here. It's Sunday, beginning of a new week, new horizons. Not new horizons for the Detroit Tigers. We'll get to that in a moment. Again, you're listening to Butch on Sports, and as always, I say thanks for tuning in. Javier Baez stood in the batter's box and watched a fly ball go over the left field wall. That put the Tigers on the scoreboard in the first inning and was a leader to the zip. Guess what, boys and girls? The Tigers failed to score again. Oh, me, oh, my. The team split a four-game series with the Chicago White Sox. Tigers losing 4-2 at Guaranteed Rate Field. And it all started off with a tight score and a costly error in the field by left fielder Robbie Grossman. Now, Robbie Grossman has not had an error since 2018. Today would be his lucky day, and he snapped his streak of 400-and-some-odd games. Poor Robbie. And he was not sympathetic about it either after the game. Oh, so what? Hey, I dropped the ball. It'll never happen again. Sure. Okay. That's the attitude he's taking, and I'll get to that one in a moment as well. And for the second straight season, well, anyway, the Tigers lose 4-2. They split the series, and they go on with 9 games in 8 days. Starting off tomorrow in Kansas City, where they play a doubleheader, day-night doubleheader. Representatives for the Detroit Tigers, I will get to that in a moment as well, but let me get to the first one. Gregory Soto will represent the Detroit Tigers at the All-Star Game for the second straight year. Hip, hip, hooray for Greg. And I'll get to that tombstone in a moment. Some of the latest transactions for the Detroit Tigers is as follow. Yes, is as follow, as my screen just went kapook. Okay, the Tigers option right-handed pitcher Garrett Hill to Triple-A Toledo. Right-handed reliever Drew Carlton, he was called up by the Mudheads to replace them. In the last 10 games, boys and girls, it's not so bad. The Tigers are 7-3. Believe it or not, 7-3. Commissioner of Baseball Robert D. Manfred, he announced someday last week that Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals and Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers will celebrate the 2022 All-Star Game at Dodger Stadium, where they'll be active in the Midsummer Classic and be able to play as well. Pujols and Cabrera are two of the three players in history registering 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, 600 doubles, along with Hall of Famer Hank Aaron. The late Hank Aaron, by the way. Commissioner Manfred said, I was delighted that Pujols and Miguel Cabrera had agreed to participate in the All-Star Game. Albert and Miguel are two of the most accomplished players in their generation. Oh, boy. That, along with Willie Horton, Miguel Cabrera, Gregory Soto, will be going to the All-Star Game in Los Angeles. Now, last week on Wednesday, General Manager Alex Avila had some things to say about the Detroit Tigers and his team. And he said this in very few words there. He said this a few months starting, the goal was making the postseason. The players have to be accountable. The coaching staffs have to be accountable. The front office have to be accountable. And that starts with me, Al Avila. He showed up in the press box on Wednesday morning and he described his impromptu chat with us reporters and has first talked about the end of spring training. Hours later, Tigers completed a four-game sweep of the Cleveland Indians at Comerica Park. That was cool. But again, it had a nice little streak of six games where Ramon Santiago got his head shaved. At that point in time, last Wednesday, they were 34-47. With 12 games to go. Now they got 9 games to go before All-Star break. Add some numbers up there, and you do the math, boys and girls. They're getting better, but not quick enough. And I said it, and I'm done with it. Period. Again, the Tigers play KC tomorrow in a split day-night doubleheader. AJ Wilson defeated Team Stewart, captained by Brianna Stewart, 134-112. It was a record for Wilson's squad in the All-Star game. The previous high was 130 set by the West in 2009 and 2017. Kelsey Plum was named the All-Star Most Valuable Player. She tied the All-Star game record for points with 30, 12 of 18, and diving on the to the basketball early on the floor and did all kind of things to say that I want to win the game. Oh, boy. She was the sixth player of the year last year. She also won a 3x3 Olympic gold medal for the 3-on-3 games they played. She was 5-for-11 from 3-point range and added 3 assists. She's had a very good stomping down career. And it's been very short. She's very young. Hip hip hooray for the WNBA in the All-Star game, and they'll get back to business. I will do mention during the second half, everyone wore number 42, which was Brittany Griner's number, as feverishly United States government and others are trying to get her back home. Earlier last week, Griner pleaded guilty for smuggling drugs to Russia. I don't know how that's going to work out, but good luck. Wimbledon. If some of you watched it, I know I didn't. Novak Djokovic. He fended off Nick Kyrgios and won. That's all I got to say about that one. And won. Let's move on. Hey, let's move on. In the Summer League, the Pistons played the Pacers on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Guess what, boys and girls? The Pistons are 3-0 in the Summer League. Who'd have thought? Of course, they had majority of the team that went down there and played for the Summer League. If you had less than 2 years or less, you're in the Summer League with the Detroit Pistons. And that might be a good thing to get everybody, bond everybody together. We'll see during the season when it really counts the most and see if they can fill up the seats. Oh, yeah. Last Wednesday on the show, I was looking feverishly on the roster for a particular name, and I didn't even mention his name because I just couldn't understand. Well, right after the show, boys and girls, the Pistons got out a memo to all us in the media. And it stated the Detroit Pistons announced that the club had acquired, that was on Wednesday, the draft rights to Jalen Durant, the number 13 selection in the 2022 NBA draft, and Kemba Walker from the New York Knicks in exchange for a 2025 first-round pick via the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's why he was not on the roster. I know it zoomed me away because I assumed when I kicked up the roster for the show that everybody's name was on it. And I had forgotten that they got this particular individual via the trade. Plus, I want you to know that Kemba Walker has been bought out of his contract from the Detroit Pistons, and he's no longer a Piston. He can choose to go wherever he wants because he's got a fistful of money, about $6 million from the Pistons in his pocket. Such all of us should have that kind of good fortune there. And I'm going to end. Oh, the draft, okay. I'm going to go over the Red Wings draft and trades on Wednesday. Better still, we'll talk about it on the Game Sports Show. It's got name, Scott Nason, Mr. McCaig, and myself. That's from 6 to 8 o'clock Monday evening on News Talk 1400 Sault Ste. Marie. If you do that, press some buttons in just like I asked Sault Ste. Marie, you'll get right to the source of the Game Sports Show. And we'll talk about those deals that the Red Wings made. Obviously, majority of those particular individuals, unless something is hidden in the cookie box, will be playing in universities or other countries, and we won't get to see a dime of that worth. So it's safe enough to say the Red Wings, I'm going to say the Pistons, they both were bad. Still building. Although new coach and all is looking over the situation, and he promised that defense would be better. I hope so, because it stunk to high heaven last year. And with that saying, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook there. Yes. And if you can't check out Facebook, go to the homepage of Butch on Sports. Just type in SimplyButchToO.podomatic.com. You can also go to the GameSportsShow.podbean.com and get the 411 on what's going on with Butch on Sports, including all the other great shows that they have on that format here, boys and girls. And again, I will remind you tomorrow night live from Sault Ste. Marie and Parts Unknown, the Game Sports Show, Scott Nason, Dave McCaig, and also myself, Simply Butch Davis, will be on the air to give you sports news that, yes, you can't get enough of, and then some, and guests and all the other good stuff to go along with the show. Okay? That's 6 to 8 o'clock, News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie. Hey, I'm out of time here. Hopefully you have a great beginning of the week. And for Butch on Sports, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.